Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa zakara isma rabbihi fa salla. Ve evet, Kur'an-ı Kerim shows some goals and some objectives. Then it will tell you how you go about achieving those goals, or those obstructions that prevent you from reaching to these goals. That's the shan of the Quran. Is a problem, it will show you a solution. Problem, and it will show you a solution. But that requires that when we recite the Quran Sharif and we understood the tarjuma, not thinking out, all right, what's the target here and how to go about achieving it. What's the goal and what should we do? If it is a problem, then what's the solution? So the Quran Sharif will show it to you. But now what happens to us is that either we don't think about the meaning of the Quran, or just some selected portions we think, or if we are doing the tarjuma, then that's it. We don't go beyond that. We don't go beyond that to think, all right, what is the message, what Allah Pak wants from us? Like when friends are talking and there's a very good relationship, then you're not just satisfied with the statement, thinking, all right, what is he aiming towards? What is he wanting? You get to understand, all right, what he wants, what he would desire. Our Hazrat Mustafa Rahmatullah Ali, so he started coming to the madrasa as the madrasa started off. So one day he asked which is the day off? Chutti ka din kab hai? That was the beginning. At that time I explained it was Sunday. I finished. So he asked the same question for the second time. Now when he asked the same question for the second time, and his memory was like proverbial. See, if he tells you one thing now, 30 years later he'll tell you the same words. When he came here the first time, so we just took him for a small drive or a short time, perhaps to the beach. From there you could see the ship that's talking there, so that docks there and passes the oil, the crude oil. So around that time there were trade restrictions against South Africa. So to overcome that hurdle, then the oil is to be delivered from the sea, so it didn't dock into the harbour. So legally you would get out, okay? Because there was trade sanctions and you couldn't pass oil. But if it's done from the sea, then you're not violating any of the sanctions, okay? So all we have to tell him that this oil is coming here, it's coming, and it's coming through the black. In other words, it's not internationally approved. So after about 3 years he came back, and then we're still going this the same spot. So this is that spot where the oil is coming from the black. His memory is so perfect. So you can hardly find a person like that. Memory through the word, doesn't forget. So he asked this question for the second time, aap yaha chutti kab hota hai? So now you have to understand now that he's getting at something. So then we understood now that he wants that the holiday must be on a Friday, not on a Sunday. But he can't come across direct. Why he can't come across direct? Because he doesn't want it to appear as a command. If an elder made a command and you didn't carry it out, it's as though you ignored him. But if you just gave it as an istifham, as a question, a question doesn't have to be a command. Maybe just be finding out what's going on, see. So that istifham has got multiple purposes, like how amr has got multiple purposes. Amr is not always for wuju. Sometimes it's for ibahad. Sometimes it's for tahdeen. Man sha'a fal yu'minu wa man sha'a fal yakfur. So it can come for different reasons. So istifham also can come for different reasons. Like you say, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. So it's an istifham, or istifham inkari. So now, one is istifham, ta'lim, you want to know. One is inkari. So the istifham can have multiple purposes. So when the multiple purposes, then it doesn't sound like as a command. But now, it's your rapport and your understanding with the person. He's conveying some message, some desire. Right? When he's conveying a desire, then are you conforming or not? Like, you came home, for example, right? To show you how it works. You came home, and you ask, is there some tea? Or you ask, is there tea? So, you have an understanding with the family. Say, hey, do I agree with you just now? Right. You didn't ask her to make the tea. But now the istifham is what? Istifham is just to know this tea. But istifham is that, can I have some tea? But the husband came across in a different way. So you see this verse, وَذَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. So that's the goal. The goal is tazkiyah. And then in the preamble and the plea in this world, everybody's tazkiyah will be different. You have to cleanse your heart, cleanse your mind, but the cleansing at a certain level and the approach may be different. Someone is living in Durban, for example, so his tazkiyah will be done differently. Someone is living elsewhere, so the tazkiyah requires some other type of attention. So the same approach will not be used in every situation. Some need to do the tazkiyah many years ago, say 2-3 centuries ago, so the tazkiyah was done in a different way. But the idea was to get the fine tuning, okay? To bring the heart at the right state, see? That was the idea. So now how do you get the heart to the right state? So the Shaykh will use his discretion, alright, this is the person, and this is the circumstance, so how do we work towards the tazkiyah? So the day of the Sahaba Kiram, the tazkiyah, the standards there are very high. But then you look at who's the people that were closest to the Sahaba Kiram. So when you see a group of people that are very close, so then we latch onto them. Because we see a similarity and the goals are the same. And Allah Prophet has relaxed some things because we don't have that level of endurance. The endurance was different then, endurance is different now, and then some things have been relaxed, but the goal is the same. Goal is tazkiyah. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Zain al-Abidin Sahib, rahmatullahi, some of you may have seen him and others may have heard of him. So now he is linked up to the Jamaat. He just graduated in Dabir, and after his graduation, so he heard about the Tabligh Jamaat and he came up to Nizamuddin. So it's the time of Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And he's told that there's a certain Jamaat that's coming and you must receive them at the Nizamuddin railway station, accompany them to the Markaz. So he was told now that it will come approximately 9 o'clock. And he waited there right till 1 o'clock, no train came. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So now there's no train coming. So he came back to the Markaz and the heat, the difficulty of waiting there all by himself, endured all that and he came back. Now the second day, same thing is told to him, that the Jamaat is coming and you must wait there, receive the Jamaat and bring them. Second day, the same thing happened. Third day, now he's getting upset now. They're telling me to do all this thing here and I go there and I don't see anything. So he's naturally upset. What's wrong with these people? You know, sweltering heat, Delhi, all in the open, it's not my hometown, I don't know anybody here. So all those thoughts are running up in the mind. So by the third day now he understood, alright, this is my Islah, process of my Islah, tazkiyah. So they have to put me into something that's against my tabiat, against my temperament. So it's against my temperament and there's a clash. My tabiat is saying something and they telling me something else. If they saying something, the tabiat, so there's a clash. And when there's a clash, then it is to be seen now, then how do you fare in the clash? Without the clash, you can see my heart is clean. You can say that, everybody can say that. But the cleanliness only comes and it's only known and noticeable when there is an encounter, there is an experience, then you say, alright, I am very far, far, far behind. I thought I was right. I thought I had that right shape of the heart, right polish of the heart, but I'm very far out. Now I understand. So your test will come in some way or the other. So they'll put you into a test. Now by the third or the fourth day, then he thought to himself, now come what may, I am just going to carry out the instruction. Even if it takes a year to do these things here, I will do it. See, now he's not realized. Now, that first leg, perhaps he's covered the first leg, now let's put him onto the second leg of the journey. Because the first leg now is to break the pride. Students coming from Madrasa and is excelling, coming with good numbers, came first in the class, second in the class. So he's got big dreams, he's got big expectations, you know. Madrasa came with flying colors, the oratory styles are very good. So the ammunition you've got all the ammunition there. Your recitation is too beautiful. Your oratory styles are great and your potential is also very great. Everything combined now, so you have all the weapons. Now when you put all those weapons, now there's a requirement to get the refinement. The temperament must be right. So when the temperament is right, then you could do the molding. If the temperament is not right, then the molding becomes very difficult. See, like, you've got you used to call it plasticine. Now they call it something as, what? Dough, what? Play-Dough, yeah. Before we used to call it plasticine, now they call it Play-Dough, right? So that Play-Dough, it's gone hard, like cement or like concrete. Can you play with the thing now? Can't give it the shape. But if it's soft now, then you can shape it as how you want. You do it. So now, Mosaic's work is now to give that shape, the right shape. But if you're already hard and you don't want to soften up, then can they give you the shape? So now you're soft, now they can give you the shape. So now, in different situations, different people, they have to think now what shape to give to this person. Some situations will require that you spend your wealth, your money. Some will say, well, situations would require that you spend your wealth. One person was his contemporary studying in German at the same time. So now both are ulama, and his friend now is in financial constraints. So he comes to Azmullah and he says that I need some financial assistance. And how you can do it is get some of your murids. Some murids are quite wealthy and they can support me. And that can be also a spiritual exercise, because the spiritual exercise requires that there must be a certain type of burden, right? Must be a burden. Now, when is there going to be a burden, then the refinement will come. So just load this financial burden onto him. So you're putting him through an exercise, he'll come right. Or mera kaam ban jayega, I'll come right. See. So Mullah had to explain the person, who is an alim, but using your own thing, own brains, to bring about Islam. So if you don't use your own brains, it's not going to work out. Now, you got a car, right? The car has some problem. And now using your own brain to get the thing right, what will happen? See? You know? What will happen? You're going to make it worse? Or you're going to make it any better? 99% of the time will make it worse. Because you don't know how the thing works, and using your own brains, that this is supposed to be sorted out in this manner. So the car has to be fixed up, but there's going to be a procedure. And you don't know about cars. So when you don't know about cars, then someone that is specialized, then you go to him, and he will help you out. So this is how the world runs. So someone has his own tartib to get that car fixed up. This is going to happen. His car, the whole engine, all got jammed up. That thing is a problem. He stopped the car and he's making dua. He's not calling for a mechanic, not calling for any assistance. Under normal circumstances, this is going to happen. Sometimes as a karamat, it can happen. Karamat is when, generally when there is no available means, then Allah Ta'ala assists you. Right? Why there is no available means? But now there is available means, and you're not applying those available means, is going to bring about a problem. That's why they say, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَ الْمِحْرَابِ. Maryam alayhi salam was born, right? And her mother had vowed, Inni nazartu ma fi batni muharrar. What I have conceived, that is dedicated to the Masjid al-Aqsa. So, what she was referring to, that it's going to be a child, and the child will be a boy, and he will be dedicated to the service. But now when the child was born, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ إِنِّي وَضَعَتْهَا أُنْتَى, it turned out to be a girl. Now she's thinking to herself that how am I to fulfill this vow of mine? Because the servicing of the masjid, what is required? A male. As, for example, azan, namaz, cleanliness, right? Or whatever else of the masjid is required, that's a male's duty, not a woman's duty. So anyway, now because she vowed, so it was given, the child was given. And Zakariya alayhi salam turned out to be the Kala's husband. So when he's the Kala's husband, so Kala got the child to take care. Small infancy. And as the child is growing up, so Zakariya alayhi salam is saying, unseasonable fruit. وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, unseasonable fruit. Like now, for example, it's about mandarin time, right? Right. Mandarin time, right? And you asking for leeches. Is it a seasonal thing? Not a seasonal thing. It's a mandarin time, and this is what you're going to get. Now, he's finding that this unseasonal fruit by Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. So when he found this, Anna laki hada, so he asked, where did this come from? Qalat huwa min indillah, came direct from Allah Ta'ala. Now, Zakariya alayhi salam was pining for a child, right? He's a Nabi, he's pining for a child, and for dini reason, not for this material reason, not at all, just for a dini reason. But now, he didn't have the heart to ask for a child at that age. Now he's old, about over 90 something, and it is not the system of Allah Ta'ala that you are 99, wife is 95, and to get a child at that time, it's not the system of Allah Ta'ala. So he didn't ask for that. Why? Allah could have done it, but that's not the system of Allah Ta'ala. You're asking for it, then you're asking for a miracle. And for this type of miracle, then that's not the dastur of Allah Ta'ala. But now, when Zakariya alayhi salam saw this miracle performed before his eyes, that she's receiving unseasonal things, so then he was inspired now that you can also ask for a child not in season. Like the food is coming out of season, the child can also be born out of season. Nalika da'a Zakariya Rabbah. So Allah created systems, and those systems must be respected. Like how Zakariya alayhi salam, there's a system that he followed, and then he's inspired to do it when he saw what was going on with Maryam alayhi salam. So we're talking of qad aflaha man tazakka. In different eras, there'll be different approaches used for the same goal to get that fine tuning, to get that heart cleansed, to get it polished. There will be different approaches that will be employed. And then you have to be ready for it. Now, in the day of the Mu'tami Sabs, you have to show our Qadis. Why? Because they understood the Quran and the Hadith, right? And they understood the Quran and Hadith, and then they were close to us. So it's easier for us to understand them and grasp them. So it's the month of Ramadan, and generally the madrasas are closed in Ramadan, so people will come to the khanqah, the students will come to the khanqah more in those days. Ulama students will come more there. Why? Because it's a Ramadan holiday. So students are there. As the students are there, ulama are there in the khanqah. Ramadan, so normally after Fajr, because people had a long night, so they may rest a little bit, and about 8, 9 o'clock, then they come into the masjid, and they'll do some individual ibadat. But now what's the idea? The idea is tazkiya. Correction. And the correction requires that you work against your tabiat. So, tabiat is in a certain way and you have to exert yourself against your tabiat. The tabiat is saying something, you have to exert yourself. So, it's not going to be very easy. Like your rosa, it's against the tabiat, isn't it? Then that, when you're working against the tabiat, then you get the refinement through the rosa. Right? Rosa said, no, you're going to start off now, end up now, in between you're not going to have anything. So you see, you have to work against your tabiat. That's the khulasa. This person is saying, the more time you have died. The Mu'ala says, see, I know you're in financial constraint. And I know, perhaps, that money will also be a burden on the person. But there can be different situations. Not every situation requires that the person should be spending some money to get the spirituality right. Every situation is not the same. Every situation doesn't require that he must spend some money to get the spirituality right. It was one of the Khalifas at the time of the Banu Umayyah, Khalifa or the prince, whoever it was. So he intentionally broke the rosa. So when he intentionally broke the rosa, so he asked the Mufti Sahib at that time that now intentionally and I broke the rosa, so what's the kafara? You know, you have to keep 60 rosas consecutively. So he asked, but isn't there a masla also that you can feed 60 people? He said, yeah. But you must just do that 60 rosas consecutively. But why? He said, you see, you are at that level of wealth that for the rest of your life you can feed 500 people every day. You don't make a dent in your pocket. So that kafara is not going to be helping you. It's not going to create an effect in your heart. But you're going to keep 60 rosas consecutively, then you dare not break the rosa again. Yeah, see, you did once, then you can break the next rosa, feed, and then the whole Ramadan will become like a joke. You are in that level of wealth. So you may just fast 2 months consecutively. So, one says that every situation doesn't require that money should be spent. Maybe. And also, if it required that money should be spent, right, then the third situation is that why should the money be given to you? It can be given to someone else. See, so the nafs, see the nafs how it works. It's a very, very, very subtle thing. And you think, no, you'll get it. Can't get it. I know, we just came to live in Springer Beach, you know, it's about 60 somewhere. Just came to live. And then that wash machine thing just started off around that time. Before that, everything was done with hand. You know, I may have not seen, but even mince is done with hand. Ice cream also with hand. And this wash machine that all came in. The mixer and all these things came in. Decodizer, all that. So, one of the machines they packed up. Right? So, the ladies are discussing, just take it, you know, give it to the supplier. Perhaps he will fix it up. I'm so small, so I'll give it to you, I'll fix it. Big chance. So I started opening the thing. Made it worse, obviously. So you're not trained to do it, and you're experimenting, what's going to happen? You're not trained to do it. See? So he's suggesting to Mulana, okay, this is how you can do it. Okay, mera kaam bhi ban jayega, aur uska kaam bhi ban jayega. So that's speculation. So So the idea is the tazkiyah, but not the tazkiyah but an approach. So now how do you approach this? So every situation is not the same. Although charitable works are meritorious, very, very encouraged, but everyone is not the same. So how do you get that? So the hardest thing on the nafs is to lose his independence and freedom, right? That's the hardest thing. My mind says, do this, right? So the mind is saying something. Now, to leave the freedom of the mind and then get into some shackle isn't an easy thing. It's a very difficult thing. That's a very difficult thing. Otherwise, everything else is quite easy. See, like the rosa is also a shackle. Subah Sadiq to sunset, right? It's a shackle. You can't move out of it. So the shackle to get your nafs into that discipline, to get that refinement. Now, without that refinement, then you can't find that level of progress. See? You'll progress, but you won't find that rapid progress. That's quick. Now you hear about this Buzhughan al-Din, Shabu Sa'id, Shabu Quddus, and all that, how they progress. So you may find something good, but 0.5%, 1%. But now, if you put yourself fully into the program, even in the istah properly, correctly, you got the nafs subdued, absolutely subdued. Right? Now it's a different thing. When the nafs is subdued, even that halal, the haram becomes halal. Right? When the nafs was subdued, that haram becomes halal. Right? See, ما علمتم من الجوارح مقلبين تعلمونهن مما أمسك الله ما علمتم من الجوارح. So it's about hunting dogs, right? So if a dog had hunted an animal on impulse, it will be haram, isn't it? I think saw a prey, gave it chase, killed the thing, right? On impulse. So isn't it haram? But now, مَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Now you train the thing. You trained it that you will give chase to that prey as my instruction. And how I will get to know that you are fully trained? I will get to know that you are fully trained that I will send you off. And midway to your prey, I will call you. So now, your instinct is telling you, go for the prey. See, like a cat and a mouse, right? Instinct is go for it. A dog and a cat, right? Instinct is go for it, kill the thing, right? That's instinct. So now, how do you know that this thing is following instinct or it's following the boss? How do you know it? You will only get to know if you release it. And midway you call it back. Now you say, no, this thing is not following instinct. So the nafs also now, it's going to become to that level of refinement. That how do you know the nafs is following its instinct or it is following the pleasure of Allah? How do you know? Because there's two, three possibilities and all seem to be permissible. There's no impermissibility in it. So how do you know it's got that refinement? I showed you that animal would have been haram. But now because of that nafs being disciplined, the thing became halal. Can you see that? Otherwise it was haram. And now it's got that that refinement. And as per that refinement, now it became halal. See the change that's coming. Same with the Bani Adam. Bani Adam, he brings refinement. Refinement, cleanliness, purity. When he does that, this nafs is subdued. See, the idea is to get the nafs subdued, that freedom will be gone. Right? Like the dog, now its freedom is gone. It won't just attack anything. It must receive the instruction for it to go and attack. Otherwise, the thing is, that the nafs of the dog is still alive in it. It's not dead. But it's been trained that you don't attack as per instinct. You will attack as per instruction. So yeah, again now, you're not going to react as per your instinct. That's called an instinct. You're not going to react. Now, it's purely instruction from above. What is the instruction? So that it makes such a major change that haram became halal. Right? It's no more responding to instinct. It's responding to instruction. See that? But for that it had to go through a big long training. It can't go straight. Mimma, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِهِ. You taught the thing. So, same now, the person comes closer to Allah Ta'ala, حَتَّى يَكُونَ. If his hands becomes like the hand of Allah Ta'ala, أَلَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا. His hand is in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. His words are the words of Allah Ta'ala. گفتگو خدا بود گرچه حلقوم عبداللہ بود. His words are the words of Allah Ta'ala, although it's coming from the lips of Abdullah. What? His words are the words of Allah Ta'ala, although it's coming from the tongue of Abdullah. See that now. He was speaking then, he's speaking now. Then he was speaking on instinct. Now, he's speaking and speaking is from Allah Ta'ala. Can you see that? The dog was first on instinct. And now, it's on instruction. The tongue was speaking on instinct. Now it's speaking on instruction. Now it's a world of a difference. Guftagu'e o, guftagu'e khudabwad, garche zahulkume abdullabwad. See the difference, mark difference. So, this whole nafs requires that refinement, that azadi. You know, that thing must be totally controlled. Not controlled, but totally controlled. Like I said, that you thought the dog, but it's not yet suppressed its instinct entirely. Right? It's not suppressed yet. Right? So now, that thing is going to attack with its prey be halal. So its prey is only going to be halal if it's totally suppressed. مَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِهِ مَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِهِ مُكَلِّبِينَ. So now nobody should do that. That's why you're not finding the refinement. And if there's a refinement, then you see something else in the person, in his work, in his figure, in his vision, in his sight, is a total world of a difference. He sees things differently, he does this thing, his words have a different effect. So that happens when he is totally subdued, not just partially subdued. And nobody is prepared to do that total submission. You will not say they're not doing submission, they're doing but partly, partial. They're like in suspense. When Abdul Bari and Abdul Majid Daryabani, it's a long story, when they came for the Islah, right? So the whole dialogue is coming in with the more time Isab Rahmatullah. So I will be here at the Khanqa for so long, and then we'll continue with our work. I said, no, man, that type of suspended mind doesn't bring about that finish that is desired. Because your mind is already planned, it's programmed, that I will be under this control for this period after I leave. So when you're coming with them without any charter, it's not a charter, it's an open mind. As though now, if the Sheikh is telling you, you're going to remain in the Khanqa for the rest of your life, you will just stay there. You're not coming in, locking the time. If you're locking the time, then that means your mind is not totally free. When it's not totally free, then the Shaykh can't give you what he needs to give you. He can't pass on. But are you coming with an open mind? absolutely clear. Obviously, the Sikh is not going to keep you there for years. But your mind is open. I'm going to do this, no matter how long it takes. Now, why is there the need of this type of a commitment? See, the Madrasa saw something, he read your hadith gone. Kitab is gone. But here the Sikh is a lifetime. Why is it that a commitment of life is required here? Indefinite time, unlimited time. Why? So one explains the whole thing. He says, this relationship is not an ordinary relationship. It's the root of all relationship. It's the root of all relationship. You want to connect with Allah Ta'ala. So is there anything above that? That's the ultimate. Right? When you connect up there, then that mind must be also at the ultimate level. Then you will get that. Otherwise you will get something, 0.5%, 5%, 2%. You won't say you won't get, but you won't get that finish. I was in the Khanqah there. So the letter came from home that now I must get married. Finish now. No, get married. So I got the letter in my pocket. I went to Hazariya. There was Alhamdulillah, our style. Anything small or big, we were related. And then what Hazariya says? Now before I can start off, Hazariya is saying, see, there's two types of suluk here. One is ijmali, one is tafsili. Ijmali, like what's happening now. Basics. You know, compare a maktab to a madrasa. What are the basics? You can't run your life. But that's ijmali, right? Amantu billahi wa malaik. So all that's ijmal. But the tafsil then, the difference. The tafsil requires a different type of it. So I knew what Aziz was saying. So I just put the letter back and stick it in the khanka. So, see that ijmali and tafsil. So it's left to the individual what he wants. He wants the long route, he wants to get it full, or he wants just. So that's why you'd find when these people are so refined, right? So one such a sheikh was sufficient, like for the whole of Natal, one person. He's so dynamic, the spirituality, the ruhaniyat is so powerful, so mighty, that he is sufficient. But that happened when they made that type of mujahada. They subjected themselves unconditionally. They gave themselves. Then Allah took out that type of work from them. So it's left to the individual what is comfort. If it's comfort and ijmali thing, alhamdulillah. So the bayan is very good. The bayan, happy now, mashallah. Took some notes for it. But now the comfort of the tafsiri thing, then it's a different game altogether. Totally different game. So, the tafsir will bring about a different finish. The ijmal will bring about a different finish. They'll really put you through the mill. Every small, big, pull out your mistakes. And then they're going to look at your face now. Then I'm going to pull out the mistakes, then what's going to be your facial reaction? Is there any feeling of bitterness, whatever? Huh? I know in Yassam, there was one student, right? I won't tell you from where he was, but if you start telling him something, straight away the face becomes like a tomato, just flaring, but the whole face just stains. So now, what's going to be the response? If both are on the same page, then the elder is saying something, it's taken straight away. But if they're not on the same page, then he's going somewhere else, and you're moving somewhere else. He's on a different tantrum, or tangent, and you're on a different tangent. Different, you see. So people that come nowadays, is just for the basics, for ijmal. They hardly come for nobody. I don't know if there's anybody come for the tafsili suluk. Maybe one in a million may come like that for the tafsili suluk. So that's why you don't find that type of dynamism. But that's only obtained with that. And that takes a lot of time. Not just a little bit. I'll point out every mistake, small mistake, big mistake. Sometimes openly, sometimes discreetly. The mistake is just shown sometimes openly and sometimes discreetly. In every way. And sometimes it may be just speculation. I'm shouting you, but it may be just a speculation. It may be not a confirmed thing. Now, in all that, you will be seeing how's your facial reaction? How's your mind? What is it like? Is it on the same wavelength or is it different? See how it is. That's what Hazrat Ji should say. Okay, you see this tasawwuf is a very refined thing, very, very refined thing. How refined it is? Refined as the heart. Not the ordinary heart. It's more refined than the heart of the malaika as well. It's so refined. See how refined? That it must be so refined, more than the heart of the malaika. See, in fuel, right? You get one simple fuel. So kerosene can work, right? Then, you have a motor car, right? Then ordinary petrol or diesel can work, right? And then, you have a racing car, then you need some other type of advanced fuel, right? And then you got a jet, then more advanced fuel. So as you are flying higher, then that's the fuel that is required. So now, you are aiming for the high. You are aiming for the high. So the refinement must also be so great. See, you're aiming high. So now, when you're aiming high, then you're not treated like the normal. Then you're treated differently. Then you see Ka'b ibn Malik, Hilal ibn Umayyah, Rabi ibn Murara, right? Now they're treated differently. They ostracized for 50 days. Can you see that? Can you see that? Sahaba, others also didn't come to Tabuk, but they tried in a different way. Why? They are in a different grade altogether. When they're in a different grade, now they're going to be treated differently. So for you and your refinement, then this is what is required. Because you want a very high level of refinement, so you're going to be treated quite differently. You're not going to be treated like the sun, the all and sundry here. No. So you're going to be treated differently. Because you are at a different level. When it's a different level, then you're going to be treated differently. So we have to go for that Azadpur Jalsa, right? So now, you're boarding the plane, so nowadays I just put my head down, just I'm reading Quran Sharif. I'm reading 3.5 sipara, so they're not moving yet, what happened now? Alright, then they announce that there's a problem, they have to fix it up. Then half an hour gone. But now, I think about 2 hours already passed, then eventually they said, alright, no, the door hinge is broken, they have to fix that thing up. Again, another 20 minutes you should wait. Then they ask you to disembark. Disembark, right, waiting for about 1.5 hour. Then eventually they said, no, the part has come. Already about 3 hours delay, right. Then they fix the, then they ask us to come back. But what I'm seeing now, when you see that the plane is a very, very refined thing, right? When it's a refined thing, a small thing like a hinge will cause about a 3.5-4 hour delay. You have to wait for the part to come, the technician to come, and get the thing fixed up, it's not good and strong. Then only it can take off. And before that, it can't take off. See that? So, an ordinary hinge, 5 minutes time, you can fix that thing up, sort it out, class, done. But now, that thing is a refined thing. When it's a refined thing, you're going to do in 5 minutes, kya ho jayega? Kab ban jayega? That thing is going to take time. So, same now. And he requires... Well, Ismail II was saying, about Bungara's halat, right? So, his father was... he died, same as something, it was Bungara's father. And he was the Khalifa of Shah Ghulam Ali. And Shah Ghulam Ali was a murid of Mirza Mazhar Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali. Now it's very, very refined, very refined. Small mistake, you out. Small little error now. Hazrat is giving the story, showing now what is required. So someone may think, hey, but now we don't get that buzug like before and all that. But now, you get the buriz like before. Can't get the buzug like before, but you get the buriz like before. If you got the buriz like before, then you get the mashank like before as well. But you don't get the buriz like before, now you think you're gonna get the... So now, his mizaj is very refined, very sensitive, extreme. So, Ghulam Ali is the murid. Ghulam Ali is fanning him. Fanning the sheikh. So the sheikh is saying, tere haath mein koi jaan nahi, there's no life in you. Because he's now thinking of the sheikh, now I can't go too fast. So, tere haath mein koi jaan nahi, there's no life in you. So he started doing it with a little bit of force. When he's fanning him with force, the Mirza Sahib is saying, tu to mujhe urai dega. I'll be blown away just now. So now, Ghulam Ali is saying, na is tarah se bane, na us tarah se bane. It's not working out this way, it's not working out that way. I tried this way, it's not working out. I tried that way, it's not working out. Right. Out. Thrown out. What do you say? Out. Now, he is battling 1 month, 2 months, nothing, you're coming back. See now, they put you to your spaces. Now why, you think they're getting some fun about it? Ghulam Ali is so great, like, you know this rural Marani and all that, they linked up with Ghulam Ali. Rural Marani and this Shami and all that. They all connected that set. So what a magnificent person he must have been to produce such people. See? Such people are products. When the sheikh was such, and the murid was such also, and now till now you hear of them, right? It's already 2-3 centuries and you still hear about them. So we're talking about, I don't know what time is up, Ramtari, and I'm talking of the story now from a different perspective. That refinement, see the refinement comes in. So that's what they're waiting for, that refinement. When the refinement comes, then it's easy to work. Now you are at a different level, and then Allah will treat you differently. However He'll treat you, you're treated differently. Sometimes khidmat is given. Sometimes something else is given. You're given something else. But whatever is, what is destined, right? It's destined for you, you get it. But after this whole exercise, you went through the whole exercise, and then you get it. So it just doesn't come like that. You go through this whole exercise, then what's your destiny will happen. Someone is getting khidmat, someone is getting takween, someone is getting something else, but it comes after this whole exercise, after the whole operation is done. So now, I was speaking about the story. It's a popular story, but from a different perspective. It's the month of Ramadan. And I say it's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. People have a rest after Fajr normally. And they're sitting in the masjid. So, it's an alim. Perhaps he just graduated maybe a couple of years. And he came for his Islam. So he's sitting there. And somewhere 3-4 souls behind. He has more time, he said, Rahmatullah Ali. Right. So he moved away from his spot and he sat at a different spot next to some other person, and Mullah called him. I want to know, where is he from? So Mullah asked him straight away, you left that spot and moved and sat next to this person. Why? See the refinement. You could have said, could have retorted, why is the masjid like a surya what? Not your house, Allah Pak's house. See, this free-minded. So they be against this free-minded. And we will smash down the ghair muqallid, right? Why? Because of the freelancing. But I ask you, in the matters of Islam, are we freelancing or not? In the matters of Islam, there we smashing them down because of the freelancing approach. But in the matters of Islam, are we freelancing or not? So see now, the small thing was, why do you leave that spot and sit next to this person here? No, because my back was facing you, so I moved from that spot. Right? Understood. But why do you have to sit next to that person? Now, he's stuck now. No answer coming out. But, all right, I moved because my back was facing you. But now, but why do you have to sit at that spot in particular? So it's ma galati ho gayi. Amma is, see, scrutinizing the person. Kya galati ho gayi? Kya galati ho gayi? See, scrutinizing. Ke main ja kar ke unke paas qareeb baith gaya. I sat next to him, close to him. So it's me kya haraj hai? Amma is, see how he's scrutinizing. So, uski yaksui mein fark aa gaya. See, like, somebody in Quran Sharif, or zikr, or dua, and you go and sit next to him, right? So he's got a certain focus, his mind is. But I use, someone can sit next to him, I ask him, does he still enjoy that level of focus? That focus is disrupted. Acha? To phir uska ilaaj kya hona chahiye? I was asking, uska ilaaj, what is the cure or the treatment? So what I'll do is I'll straighten all the Khanka people's shoes. Put my racket straight there. Wow! This is what is this big thing? People say, "Kitne bade buzurg hai? Dekho, itne bade alim ho kar ke sab ke sudiya jutiya ko seedhi kar rahe." So won't that now bring you more takabbur? See, this whole, yesterday also speaking after Isha, the takabbur, see the takabbur. We don't realize that this is very discreet. Your heart is such a big person now, see. Big alim, orator, kitabs, and I'm straightening people's shoes, you know. So what a humble person. Alright, others, I won't do that. Then I will clean the gutters. In India, that time, even when we were there, that is a little bit different, right? So you find a lot of spit and mucus all in the gutters. So, Mawlana says, but that would be even worse. Kitne bade buzurg, aur apne haatho se naliya ko saaf kar rahe, with his own hands cleaning all the drains. Hazrat, aap jo kuch humaye, wah, galati to tumhari, aur ilaaj main batao, you making the error, and I must show you the cure. You can cause the problem, not show the cure. See that? The scrutiny. The scrutinizing one step after the other. And the same, you know, I told you that, remember that word, that free-minded approach. Now, they asking you to just leave the free-minded. That free-minded approach, leave it out. See that? Al-alimu fi qawmi kal-nabiyyi fi qawmi. And the Nabi is such, he can't have his movements of his own. Lawla qaryatun kanat amarat. And then? Fakashafna anha. Right? Illa qawmi yusuf. لَوْلَا قَرْيَةٌ أَمَرَتْ فَنَفَعَ إِمَانُهُ إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُوسَ لَمَّا أَمُنُكَ شَفْنَا عَنْهُ. So, it's the people of Yunus, right? the azab is hovering. Lamma amanu kashafna anha. So the story was that Yunus alayhi salam had warned them of an impending azab. And that he is disgusted with his people and he moved away. Why he is disgusted? That they are so obstinate in their wrong. So the reason for his being disgusted was right, isn't it? They are obstinate in their wrong. And he warned them and he moved away. So for any other person it would have been right. But a Nabi, his movement and his being stationary, all is divinely guided. He can't even move. Can you see that? The status is different. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's allowing people to make hijrat. Can you see? Or go to Medina Munawwara. But he's still in Makkah Mukarrama. Isn't he still in Makkah? A lot of people have migrated, please. And then eventually he announces the Udina leaf. See that? So his movement and his being stationary is all guided from above. So you see that refinement. That refinement is not so simple. Therefore we should see Bahadurji Hamdari. Many times you see the stacks of tickets coming in, right? Someone London, America, South Africa, fala. Nahi ja sakta, can't go. So you see that the guidance is waiting for the instruction. And then he'll respond. Whereas the stacks of tickets all like that, they're sending it, he must come here, Ura, this one here, that one. No. So he's waiting for that. So you see then these type of people, then what effect it leaves in the minds of people for years now. Allah already passed away. It's already 31 years. 92 he passed away. How many years think? How much? 92 he passed away. How many years? Kitne saal ho gaye? 31 years. But even the effect of his talimat all around. As the Shaykh Muhammad passed away, 82, right? So it's already 41 years, isn't it? 41 years. But don't you see the effect of his work? So, see, at that level, then Allah allows their work to be so much more beneficial. And again, I showed you again, that if the small misdemeanor, for us it will be an istihadi thing, a mistake of discretion. Not a sin. Because sin is something that is driven by nafs. So their movements are not driven by nafs. The reasoning, small mistake. But for the small mistake, you have to live in the stomach of the fish. Some say 40 days, some say more, some say less. But you see that mistake there. To get that polishing, I'll show you Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Small mistake. And then ostracized, you see that. So to get back again. So now, he saying, all right, me then I'll go to Lohari. And yeah, no, I'll go out of the Khanqa. And that's the right thing. Because that's going to be weighing on the nafs most. It's going to weigh severely on the nafs. Because when you're out, now, see, madrasa is on, and they say, all right, go. 3 weeks home, they come. So this, friends will see, family will see, what happened? Why did they change your? What happened? You're going to be heavy. You're going to be very heavy. Why? You're not there now? You were there all the time. And then, why 3 weeks already? What happened? Now to spill the beans is an easy thing. See that they have to scrutinize you, put you into that struggle and difficulty. So now he's out of the Khanqa now. That's the biggest punishment that you can give anybody. You can't find a punishment as severe. You were here staying there, Ramzan or the Barakat and all that. Now you're out. I said, no, this is right. So, tum phir kahan jaakar ke rahoge? Lohari jayenge. Lohari is all near. Lohari, Thanabu, Jalab, all near. I said, wahan na jao. Tum Jalalabad chale jao. Hazrat ji, wahan musibat ke paas chale jao. So, Hazrat relaxed a little for him. Lohari, they won't be anybody there. And Jalalabad got a madrasa, so he can stay comfortably. So his necessities can be seen through easily. He went there, and then now he writes a letter to Muhammad Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi. But now it says that Dil Saaf Hai Aur Sab Maaf Hai. Now my heart is cleared, and everything is maaf. So wapas chale, I'll not come back. Now you see now the refinement, what did required. What are these other stories also, there's other hikmat in it. The other hikmat could be that he must understand what he does, he mustn't give any taklif to anybody. So if you want to sit next to someone, then it's going to be easier at taklif, right? But you see that he needed a refinement. And the refinement one is required, it must be heavy on his mind. See that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Right? So it's showing that the whole exercise is about tazkiyah. And the tazkiyah is to bring out abdiyat. And that abdiyat, that's the goal. And see, when you know that that's the goal, then it's easy. But you don't know that. So then what your goal is now, I'm looking for spiritual experiences. What? So, you're looking for experiences. And the other approach is, you're looking now how to bring abdiyat better into you. Where are my faults? Have I got pride? Have I got self-admiration in me? Is my eyes under control? Is my time all right? What am I doing? What am I? So you are constantly under the spotlight of the Sheikh, or of yourself, you're scrutinizing it. You didn't do this. Your intention wasn't right here. Why did you use this word? At any given time now, you are under that spotlight. Allah makhtufi nisikunah.